It's time for another Week Hear About You update on K-Country 95, brought to you by E-Communications. Today we're talking to Sheila May. She's the Public Relations Coordinator at the White River Health System. And Sheila, can you update us on the latest numbers there at White River?
Our numbers for COVID-19 as of Thursday, August 26th, we have 38 patients who are hospitalized for the treatment of COVID-19. We have treated a total of 291 patients since June 1st.
And in another update, we were speaking to other hospitals about the toll this is taking on their staff. And even though the numbers are headed in the right direction, it's still hard for nurses, physicians, everyone taking care of the patients there.
Yes, sir. It does take a toll on our staff. We have nurses, physicians, respiratory therapists, housekeepers, hostesses that are all working very hard. We have a dedicated COVID unit, and we have caregivers who care for those patients. Some of the patients in our that are being cared for are very ill because they have COVID-19, cannot have visitors. And our staff becomes their family and their visitors. It's the human interaction that they have. So their illness requires that they receive a higher level of care, and the fact that they can't have their loved ones with them. Really, our staff is taking responsibility to be their family, you know, at this difficult time where they're fighting COVID-19.
Now, there is a crew of physicians from the White River Medical Center that is going around and trying to address some of the vaccine hesitancy in our area. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we have a vaccine task force that is really a community effort, and community leaders have asked our physicians and our nurses and pharmacists to join with them in that community effort to really directly answer questions with folks one-on-one about their hesitancy toward the vaccine. And instead of staying at the hospital, we are going out into communities where people are at their invitation and answering their questions honestly and forthrightly and encouraging them to become vaccinated and offering those vaccines at those events. We've had a very warm reception. We've had very honest conversations with our community, and we feel like we are making a difference in the vaccination rates locally.
All right, and finally, before we go here, do you have some final thoughts for us?
We are offering a treatment called monoclonal antibody therapy, and this is a therapy for patients who have tested positive for COVID-19 and may be at risk for severe disease, or it can also be administered to patients who have been exposed and who have risk factors. They've been exposed to COVID-19, they're unvaccinated, and they're at risk for severe disease. This treatment may be available to them. It's very important that people who are having symptoms get tested and talk to their providers about the antibody therapy, and if they meet the criteria to have this infusion, because the antibody therapy needs to be administered within 10 days of the start of your symptoms. So if people are feeling bad, it's very important for them to talk to their physician, to get tested, and to see if we can offer this treatment to them.
Again, that's Sheila Mace. She is the Public Relations Coordinator at the White River Health System, giving us this update on COVID-19 on the We Care About You update. If you did miss this update, it'll be available on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN.